Dr. Tony Evans says it's important for us to choose our words carefully, especially when those words include God's name. He'll tell us why it's more than just a matter of courtesy as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
We say it regularly in the Lord's Prayer, don't we? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The word hallowed is from a word where we get the word holy or sanctified. And sanctification or holy means to be set apart. Let me set apart your name. All of us in our homes have everyday dishes. But everybody or most everybody has a dining room, and those are the don't touch dishes. You've hallowed those dishes. You've set them apart in another room behind a special case. That is, you have set them apart as unique. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, don't use his name regular. He is set apart as unique. The flip side of this is when God says, thou shalt not use the name of thy God in vain. Empty, without meaning, without substance, or with detriment. It has to do with using God's name in a way that's not consistent with God's person. In other words, it is taking the value out of his name.
The many different names used for God in the Bible each have meaning, and each one describes a different aspect of his character. Learn more about them in Dr. Evans' popular book, The Power of God's Names, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us again next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.